this is John Wilkinson, and you're listening to Elvis Express Radio, the home of Elvis music.
There you go. Baby, What You Want Me to Do. One of them, of course, from June 27, 1968, the 8 p.m. show. And you're listening to Elvis Express Radio's Elvis Request Show. This is hour two of this week's show. Show number 721. Coming at you with me, Lee Dawson, and from New York, Joe Crime. Hope you're all well. Good.
Could you imagine I've been there, man? Could you imagine?
I used to have quite a lot of phone calls and conversations with Patty Parry. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone knows Patty Parry. Elvis used to call her his little sister. She was probably the only female member of the inner circle.
Yep.
And she was there at the show, and in one of them, you can always forget which show, but I think it's the first sit-down show she's in.
Yeah.
And she's sitting right next to Elvis on the edge of the stage. Yeah. And she said he was so nervous. He very nearly didn't go on. And he wanted her sitting there so that every now and again he could look down and see a friendly face.
Yeah.
You know, and she said it was even though he was her friend and she was around him every day, this was the first time she'd experienced the performer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was she thought her hair would be standing on end because the electricity was just so powerful that she said it was almost as if it wasn't her friend, it was this amazing entertainer.
Yeah, and when you talk to her about it, boy, you could, to this day, she's still so excited about it.
Oh, she
is. It comes over in her words. She was just amazed.
Yeah, she was. I just love to have been there. Really would have. And of course, I think if I'm right in remembering, it was Barb Dobie. And please forgive me if I've got this wrong and I've got the wrong person, but I think it was Barb Dobie who had the opportunity of going to the 68 special. Mm-hmm. And wow. some family incident took place and she couldn't go. What a thing to know that you could have been there.
Oh, my God. The only thing worse could have been going to the Aloha from Hawaii concert and deciding not to go.
I know. Unbelievable. Great stuff. Great stuff.
But you saved your ticket.
I'm sure she did. Yeah. Of course, we're talking about the 68 special, 42 years ago today, it was aired on NBC television. Singer presents Elvis. And the rest, as they always say, is history. Now, on with some requests. Nigel and Val are back. They've been away for a long, long time, and at last they're back to us. They said, "Hi Lee, Big Boss Man, and Joe Top Cat, we've missed you guys so much. We've missed you too." They say, "But now that we're back, and we hope that you're both okay. Our PC was not working, but now we're back. So can you please play this song for all the Elvis fans around this big, wide world listening this week?" Of course I can. It's Dixieland Rock.
Went down to New Orleans at the Golden Goose. I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, she said to me too, I said, "Pretty baby, come on and let's do it."
Rock, Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock.
Let your head and sugar shake it free and do the Dixieland Rock with me. And with the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat. The trombone hit him while the poor cat sat. Do the Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
the Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock.
Let your head and sugar shake it free and do the Dixieland Rock with me. Ah. The clock struck four, but she said, "No, daddy can't leave the floor." She wore a clinging dress that fit so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Do the Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
hey, the Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock.
Lift your head and sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock for me. Lift your head and sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock with me.
Brilliant stuff. There you go. Nice song to request on your first one back. A little bit of Dixieland Rock from King Creole Joe.
You know, I was wondering where they were. You know, I hadn't heard their names in a while. I thought...
Yeah.
You know, they're like... People are like family. You know,
I thought they just had enough of us and they're gone and we would never hear from them again. Like so many others.
Don't cry, Lee, please.
It breaks me up.
See? I know it does. Just don't cry.
Read another one.
Okay. Joshua.
Don't go. Please, please don't leave us. Don't go.
Okay. It's okay. Calm down. Joshua from Cumbria says, "Hi, guys. I saw the news on the site about Elvis is back getting released by Legacy. My question is, why are they doing this album the way that they are with no new outtakes? And also, are all those good Elvis fans who ran around the internet slating Diva Elvis and dancing because it flopped, thanks to no support from Sony or Elvis fans base, going to buy a copy or two so that we can see this album become a hit? Can you play this outtake from Elvis Is Back?"
I think something was said last week, wasn't it? I mentioned everyone that was against the saying you must only have the original Elvis and nothing else, and that's what we need to promote, and we need to get out there, then, you know, by rights, we should be seeing the new Blue Christmas and the upcoming Elvis Is Back Legacy Edition topping the charts around the world. But unfortunately, Blue Christmas hasn't entered the chart this week in the album chart. So why? Yeah. My question is why? Why aren't everybody buying a copy? Why aren't you? Why?
I don't understand why. I'm going to buy one.
I've bought one.
I know.
In fact, I bought two.
He wants to hear Make Me Know It takes 9, 10, and 11.
Okay.
That ain't the hand you hurt, is it? Here we go.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. But if you can, come over here and make me know you do. Come on now, make me know it. Go ahead and show it. But if you can, come over here and make me know you do. You say you've got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know you do. Come on now, make me know it. Go ahead and show it. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know you do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here's deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know you do. Come on. I say you're deceiving, see it, believe it, make me know you do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here's deceiving, see it, believe it, make me know you do.
There you go, brilliant stuff. Make me know it. Now, I had an email that came in earlier this week, and I have replied to it, but I've had no answer, so I don't know whether they got it. But it was somebody called Guitar Man. And they wrote in saying, "Dear sir, me and some fans, who are friends of mine, would like a show with fan covers. Not ETAs, but only fans singing. So, if possible, please let us know for us and other fans around the world to send our covers of songs. Thank you for your great shows. Elvis for yours, Guitar Man." Well, I mean, I did reply to you, and I really do appreciate your writing in, your support of the show. But, you know, we really can't do that because, you know, we only play Elvis. So if we were to play fans singing Elvis songs, that really would open the floodgates to say, right, well, you've played those, so why can't you play impersonators?
Well, and we have fans who listen who are impersonators.
We do. Yeah. And just because I really do not like imps at all doesn't mean I don't like the people. That's completely different. A person and what they do is different. A lot of people can't differentiate between that. If you don't like imps, I mean, I used to have a couple of friends who were imps, but they stopped being my friend because they didn't like the fact that I didn't like imps. I'm like, well, I still like you as a person. What's that got to do with, I just don't like what you do.
Right. I have friends who are imps.
But they still like you because, you know,
I'm special.
you just don't get shat on from great big heights.
No, I don't.
Anyway, I want to just let everyone know also that there's an Elvis event coming up. Well, hopefully, as long as it's not all snowed out. it's for Elvis fans in the northeast of England, and it's at the Seaton Valley Community Library. It's at the Seaton de Laval in Northumberland, and they're holding an event all about Elvis. It's on Friday, December the 17th, starting at 1:30 p.m. And well-known Elvis author Gordon Minto, who the co-author of the excellent books Elvis UK and Elvis UK 2, which you can grab copies through us, by the way, and a regular contributor to the brilliant and must-have magazine Now Dig This and Elvis the Man and His Music, will be giving a talk entitled The King and I Writing About Elvis. Now, attendance to this event is entirely free of charge, but places have to be booked by phoning the library on the following number. Get a pen and a paper now. That's long enough. 0191 237 1660. 0191 237 1660. Now, I'm sure that this is going to be a popular event, so please book early so not to be disappointed, okay? So get along and go to that. I wish I was nearer, because I'd like to go out there and meet Gordon.
Cool, yeah.
Should be a good event. Now, Paul Richardson, who wrote in to let us know about the event, would like to hear Merry Christmas Baby, the undubbed master, take 7. And so too does Adrian Chapman. And he says, "Hi, Lee and Joe, hope you are fine there. We're all snowed in here in Tunbridge Wells." So am I, buddy. He says, "I got some great Elvis Christmas CDs. The Blue Christmas CD is great. I like the cover on that one. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work." From Adrian in Tunbridge Wells. So, Paul and Adrian, here's Elvis.
Yeah, I just run it a couple of times and I'll come in there, you know, somewhere. Yeah, you know, well, let's set the rhythm first, you know. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring. Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off, baby, take it off. Go, go! said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in. You sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on. While you're standing near the mistletoe, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music. Wake up, bud. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, underneath your mistletoe. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Yeah, you sure did.
Merry Christmas, baby, full start undub master. It's a shame that fades out there. That's from the album. I can't remember what album it's from now, but it's from an album. And
it is.
It's definitely from an album. And it's a shame that fades out, but great, great song. One of my all time favorite Elvis Christmas numbers.
It's a great jam session.
It is lovely. Sends me all kitchingly.
Yeah, Mark Johnson wrote in. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, from Jacksonville, Florida. He writes in and he says, what do you believe is correct for Love Me Tender? Please play Lee's favorite. Okay, I missed something here, obviously. Lee and Joe, up for a discussion. What do you believe is the correct
genre.
What is that?
Genre.
Okay, genre for Love Me Tender. Please play Lee's favorite take of this song. Thanks.
Correct genre. It's a love song.
Yeah. It's a love song.
That's it, isn't it?
Big discussion, I guess. I don't know. That's what he wants.
Some people might say it's a movie song, but technically that's incorrect because it was recorded before they decided to make the film called Love Me Tender, wasn't it?
Right. Well, it's one that I skip.
And he asked for please play Lee's favourite take. Unfortunately, we've only got one take, and that's the master. So, here you go.
There you go.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
There you go. Love Me Tender, 1956. Now, before we move on as well, unfortunately, this is only a three-hour show, so this isn't going to be long enough to really go into detail on this. But, you know, last week we mentioned about the complete Elvis Masters. Yeah. Well, things are starting to really come out now, and in the latest edition of the magazine for Elvis, the Man and His Music, there's a brilliant review of the collection written by a good friend of mine, Mr. Keith Flynn. He's got a great site if you want to check him out, www.keithflynn.com. It's a really good site that gives loads of recording information and all this kind of stuff. You get over there and have a look. Anyway,
he's very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable.
He is. Very, very. Now, this box set is supposed to be everything that Elvis, that was released by Elvis during his lifetime, all the masters. And, well, there seems to be some problems with it. It doesn't seem to deliver what it's supposed to in every sort of sense of the word. There are a few issues of quality. Now, apparently, Follow That Dream, the dreadful mono versions sound woeful and completely out of context with this collection. Apparently Ernst Jorgensen has stated that the stereo masters are missing, and recently an alternate stereo take has been used on another soundtrack release. But unfortunately for a masters release, this was the only option, so it's a shame. I'm Yours is the stereo single master take 6. However, the original release had work part ending take 2 spliced onto the end, because at the very last I'm Yours, Elvis's voice cracks slightly, and so the work part of take 2 was used to splice onto the end. That's missing on the box set. Again, to really get picky, this is supposed to contain every master during Elvis's lifetime. Now, It's a Long Lonely Highway take 2 is on the album, which was on the box set, which was the album master, but take 1, which was the single master, is not on the set. And alternatively, the single master take 16 of A Little Less Conversation is included, but the album master take 10 isn't. But they should really both be on there, seeing as they were both released during his lifetime. Yes,
I would agree. Yep.
Good. Stay Away Joe has a terrible tape fault on the right channel. Rags to Riches is a new splice of the master, first issued on the FTD release of Love Letters, and not the original spliced version used. Aloha from Hawaii sounds pretty, pretty bad. Apparently the audio has bad compression and added reverb, giving it a very muffled sound, which is alarming. Yeah. It's Midnight. It says where... for some reason, Elvis's vocal is buried in echo when the mix is so much cleaner on the 70s box set. And Promised Land, the intro is clipped. The first cowbell on Promised Land is missing. King Creole on the bonus discs, King Creole is listed as take 3, but it is in fact first version take 18, the jazzed up version. And for some unknown reason, Tomorrow Night, the overdub version, is on the bonus disc. And it has the first note missing. Now, that was released during Elvis's lifetime, so surely that should be on the main collection.
You know, a lot of people would say, boy, aren't you being rather picky? But these are people who paid $800 for the masters.
Exactly. I mean, some of this is being picky, yes. But sure. Yeah, $800 for the complete masters, which they advertised as the ultimate fan collection. You've right. Now got versions missing. You've got versions that are slightly edited wrong, sound worse than they did previously.
Mm-hmm. For $800.
For $800. And also, the complete masters is supposed to be all the masters released during his lifetime. But within the box set, not on the extras, this is actually in the master's part, includes I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone, the slow version, Danny, A Cane and a High Starch Collar, Plantation Rock, You're the Boss, the remake of I'll Be Home on Christmas Day, and apparently, I'm told, something from Elvis, That's the Way It is also on the box set. None of those were released during his lifetime.
Right.
So, I mean, I'd be really peed if I paid for this. Now, I mean, on the flip side, apparently the stuff that is correct and does sound good sounds good. I mean, you know, some of this stuff sounds amazing, apparently. But I just wonder, is it really fair to charge people $800 for something that has got faults on it?
Right.
It really isn't fair, I don't think.
Yeah. I can't wait to get my copy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know
what I get paid here.
Bad, that would be so wasted on you. You just wouldn't open it. It'd be so wasted.
Oh, it would kill you, wouldn't it?
I would actually save up, fly over, and break in. I really would. I'd say, you know, you don't deserve that. Get it out of your house. Don't ever look at it ever again. Yeah. Right, Carol and Brenda, they say hi, Lee and Joe. As you do the show this week, we will be packing as we travel back to the UK on Saturday morning. It's a shame, but we did not win big in Vegas because we could have stayed here and sent you guys to come over. I think I'm getting a cold. I'm coming down with something, and I can hear myself coming down. I can't breathe from my nose. This is just literally just come on like this. I'm so sorry. We could have stayed here and sent for you guys to come over. Oh, well, maybe next year. We had a fantastic time, and one of the highlights, of course, was the Viva Elvis show. So please could you play the Viva Elvis version of Suspicious Minds. We met up with our friend Sue, who runs the Viva Las Vegas fan club, and had a nice day with her. She asked us to say hi to Joe. Sue has been listening. Why not to me?
I know Sue.
Why not say hello to me? How rude. Anyway, Sue has been listening in to the archives of the Elvis Express radio shows and says she hears our requests on every show and thinks, I know those two. Looking forward to catching up on the shows when we're back. Keep TCB and Elvis rocking forever. Love from Karen and Brenda. Well, they want Viva Las Vegas' Suspicious Minds. They're going to get it. And to Sue in Las Vegas, hello.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. With an old friend I know, I'm about to say hello. Don't believe a word I say.
There you go. Suspicious Minds. 2010 remake.
Now, Lee, you and I were talking in between hour one and hour two, and I started ordering the Viva Elvis vinyl.
Yeah.
I just finished the order.
Really?
It took me that long to order it, and I don't know why, but every time I try to order something, especially Elvis, I find it a lot through Elvis.com, too, the Elvis shop. They always double the order on me.
What, and charge you double?
Yeah.
Wow, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that took me over almost 20 minutes to order a record.
Longer than that, buddy. We're at 42 minutes.
Oh, well, there you go. And throughout the whole show, I've been trying to order that one record.
That's just crazy. Crazy. Only in the Elvis world. Only in the Elvis world.
Hey, Owen wrote in. He says, do you know what, fellas? I, too, am fed up with those people like Chrissy who make suggestions that because I like Viva Elvis or other remixes, I must have forgotten what the originals are like or don't like them anymore. You know, I feel the same way. Sorry, but how pathetic to make this assumption. I really enjoy the Viva Elvis album and have been playing it every day. And shock horror, I really enjoy the originals also. I bought the 2-disc edition and played discs back to back and love them both. And like you, Lee, I am fed up with that ridiculous saying, you would not paint over the Mona Lisa, would you? Keep on with the great shows, you guys. He wants to hear Moody Blue, take 6.
Lovely.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on a number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, think she's giving in. A stranger's all you find. Hell, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, Moody Blue. Moody Blue, hell, do you ever get blue? I keep her hanging on, trying to learn this song, but I never do. Her personality and lines just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, a Moody Blue. Oh, Moody Blue, help me. Help me hear I'm talking to you like love.
Yeah, Moody, 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 Moody Blue.
Now, Lee, if I remember correctly, wasn't the strings overdubbed onto that later? Because it was done at Graceland, and then the strings were overdubbed later.
Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah. It's very, very, very true. Again, as we've spoken about in the last few weeks, you know, a lot of Elvis recordings have had overdubs. In fact, most. In the next hour, I'm going to read something that was written in the new Elvis Managed Music magazine, talking about producing Elvis's records and stuff. And yeah, it's very funny. I'll read it out to you. But sorry, you were going to say?
No. I'm just saying that. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, the originals and that, and we talk about remixes and that. And there's so many of Elvis's music that's been overdubbed and remixed, and people just don't realize it.
That's very, very true. Very true. And, you know, we've got to get over this attitude of, you know, I think Elvis would be angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, he's not around for a start, so I'm sure he'll be pleased to know that his musical legacy is going on into the 21st century and is evolving with time, because he would have to if he was still alive.
Yeah.
As we've said before. Well, we got a long email from Dave in Selby. He says, "Hi, Lee and Joe. Hope you are both well and coping with all this bad weather we're having here in the UK. We've been lucky here. It's only been as low as minus 10, and we've only had 4 inches of snow, so we can't complain. Anyway, back to business. It seems Leo is not the big Elvis fan he thinks he is. Most people know that many songs were remixed and had added instrumentation or overdubs done for the film and the soundtrack of This Is Elvis. In fact, they were done on the 30th of January 1981 in Hollywood at the TBS Studios. My advice to Leo is take another listen to that great album, if you have it. As for Chrissy, well, she believes that no one should mess with the original recordings. If that had happened from the end of the 70s, then Elvis would be about as popular as a donkey urine shampoo by now. Let's face it, the Elvis world is getting smaller by the month. You like that, don't you? The Elvis world is getting smaller by the month. And the endorsement of Imps by EPE several years ago was the final nail in the coffin of the Elvis legacy, and instantly turned Elvis into a character laughed at by the media and many, many young people. The jumpsuited image of an overweight Elvis is a constant cause of jokes by thousands of people in the media, and instead of steering away from that image, EPE joined the bandwagon just to rake in the cash for the next few years. By then, it will be too late. As Elvis is seen as a joke within the music industry now, EPE have single-handedly killed their golden goose. Sony, BMG, RCA have also sold all the back catalogue to death, that it has totally devalued all of Elvis's recordings. It's only the hardcore of collectors who buy every reissue that have kept the releases coming. I'm a firm believer in supporting all official releases in the hope that one day we get another smash hit release that the younger generation latch onto, like the 30 number ones from 2002. But hey, what song made it a smash hit? A frickin' remix. Thousands of young people loved this remix and got into Elvis because of it. So I asked Chrissy, would any original recording by Elvis ever bring in as many new fans as A Little Less Conversation the remix did? Sadly, the answer is no. Now, don't get me wrong, I love all of Elvis's music, but I'm open to reworking those recordings to help bring in new fans. Believe me, Imps are not the way to promote Elvis, as most young people go to see an Imp simply for a laugh. The reason the Beatles are so respected is because their work has never saturated the market, and there aren't many Beatles Imps Or maybe the people who can sing in the style of the Beatles don't do it because they have more respect for their idols. Now, didn't Elvis say, "Don't copy me, be yourself"? We were all born individuals. Don't let's die as copies. So, if Elvis wasn't keen on imps, Chrissy, why don't you respect that statement? Sorry for going on, Lee, but I haven't requested in several weeks, so it was bound to be a long one. Hope you guys are well. Keep up the great work, and congratulations on reaching this month's target in donations. But please, folks, keep donating. Take care, everyone. Regards, Dave. Dave, what a brilliant, brilliant statement. We won't talk about it just yet because it was so long, but we will cover it. You want to hear from Essential Elvis Volume 8. It's an import release. It's the remix of Promised Land.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode in the Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet and low chariot come down, eased a taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Give me Norfolk, Virginia, died 1-4-10-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling in the poor boys on the line. We're working on the T-bone steak, on the carny flying over to the Golden State. The pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down, ease the taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, died 1-4-10-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling them the poor boys on the line.
There you go. Now, that's a pretty good remix of Promised Land. And I've got myself a throat sweet now. Hopefully make me feel a little bit better. You never know. You know, Joe, I think that was a great comment from, or essay from Dave. Mm-hmm. And it's true. It's true. I mean, Elvis did say, please, you know, don't, please, you know, look after your own talent. Stop, you know, don't copy me. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's kind of like the Bible, I guess. You take out the best bits that you think are relevant and ignore the rest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't really preach and say, Elvis would be so disappointed and angry that they're changing his music, when he would say, you know, stop dressing up as me, please. Go and do something on your own.
Do your own thing. Yeah.
Do your own thing, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I also, you know, I think a lot of the, don't get me wrong, Elvis was angry at the people changing music. Of course he was. But I think a lot of people seem to mix up reality with movies. I think a lot of people think of the Kurt Russell movie where he throws the lamp across the stage, about across the bedroom, about messing with his music. Mm-hmm. I think I think that's where a lot of people get that image of Elvis being so angry.
Right.
Mm. But yeah, very good. Very good, Dave. Thank you very much. And of course, Chrissy sent in a review.
Yeah, will we be reading that?
Yes, we will be reading Chrissy's Chrissy's input to the show in the third hour. So don't you worry about that. That's coming up and we'll be discussing that as well. And so is some of the listeners, if we get a chance to get to them, of course. They've sent in their comments. All that coming up, of course, in the third hour, Joe. Third and final hour after Joe reads out this request.
Gary Korcha says, hey there, guys. On the subject of the second edition of the Masters Collection, I think Sony have taken fans for a ride once again with this release. 1,000 copies, my arse. I agree that there was originally 2,500 copies, but then someone in marketing suggested Sony cut first run to a more limited 1,000 copies worldwide. Knowing these would sell out, they could then offer the remaining 1,500 copies without a certificate and printed number. One thing I thought of is, if the second run fails to sell out, then does that not make the non-limited edition more limited and therefore more valuable?
It's a damn good point.
Yes, it is a good point.
That's a very good point. It's like what Dave from Selby pointed out a few shows back. The FTD release of Tucson 76 or 75, I remember. I think it's 76. The one with the spelling mistake is not as rare as the one with the correct spelling mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time anyone realised, they'd sold thousands of copies of the Tucson 76, and by the time it was realised and they changed it, only a few people bought that one, so the correct spelling is rarer. So it could be a case of the non-limited one being more valuable. That'll cause a stink on the FECC, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's happened a few times in the history of Elvis with collecting and stuff. I mean, love letters was the same thing, that there was too many words on one line, and the album got out a little bit, and Colonel didn't like it, so they recalled it, and they spread it out more. So that's happened a few times.
Wow.
And it does. It makes the one more limited.
Yeah.
So Gary wants to hear Stay Away, takes 3, 7, 8, 11, and 14.
Okay, this one goes on for about 6 minutes, so you're getting a little bit of a bonus in this second hour. But join Joe and myself for the final hour of the Elvis Request Show. Enjoy.
This is three.
Who's that hitting that off fiddle? Da, 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 da. Somebody hitting an off chord or somewhere.
Just mistakes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Everybody's entitled to one stupid ass mistake.
You got one more chip, that's it for you, darling.
Ow!
God almighty.
I had a blood vessel bust in my leg. God damn, you ever have a blood vein bust? In my leg.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. Hey, John. Look at you sitting in that corner.
Okay, seven.
Belong to my heart.
Just hang the one and then. Okay. Okay.
Oh, God damn. If I jerk that thing off one more time, man, I'm going to shit fall back in. Okay. No, I ain't ready. Hold it now. Okay.
I can hear the call of a hill at home. The canyon's high and the valley's low. Echo, how can you stay away? My dreams are there where the eagles fly, where the mountain tops seem to touch the sky. The winding streams and the wind that blow, ask me how can you stay away. I love, and an eye in my heart.
Okay. That sounds great.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'll shut it up.
I tell you what, why don't you guys come down on that bridge part there?
Okay, this is 14.
Oh, it wasn't that good, boy.
Checkbook now. Come on, everybody, sign into your PayPal account. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I wanna donate now.
Wanna donate now.
I wanna donate now.
Wanna donate.
Hey, 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 donate to Lee.